from our archives. A 100-year-old epic of faith. That looks more like Brother Russell than Brother Russell himself. Viewer of the photodrama in 1914. This year marks the 100th anniversary of the premiere of the photodrama of creation, an epic visual presentation designed to build faith in the Bible as the Word of God. In an age when belief in evolution, higher criticism, and skepticism had eroded the faith of many, the photodrama championed Jehovah as the Creator. Charles T. Russell, who took the lead among the Bible students, constantly searched for the most effective and fastest means possible to spread Bible truth. The Bible students had already been using the power of the printed page for more than 3 decades. Now a new possibility caught their attention. Motion pictures. Spreading the gospel through motion pictures. The 1890s introduced silent motion pictures to the public. As early as 1903, a religious film was shown in a New York City church. The motion picture industry was thus in its infancy in 1912 when Russell boldly launched preparations for the photodrama. He realized that this mode of communication could convey Bible truth in a way that the printed page alone could not. The 8-hour photodrama presentation, usually shown in 4 parts, featured 96 brief recorded Bible lectures narrated by a well-known speaker with one of the most recognizable voices of that era. Classical music accompanied many scenes. Skilled operators played the voice and music recordings on phonographs, synchronizing the sound with color slides and film reenactments of famous Bible stories. It encompassed the total picture from the creation of the stars to the glorious climax of Christ's 1,000-year reign. F. Stuart Barnes, age 14 in 1914. Most of the film footage and many of the glass slides came from commercial studios. Professional artists in Philadelphia, New York, Paris, and London hand-painted the glass slides and the films frame by frame. Teams of workers in Bethel's art room also did much of the painting, often making replacements for broken slides. In addition to the purchased films, Bethel family members were filmed in nearby Yonkers, New York, as they played the parts of Abraham, Isaac, and the angel who prevented Abraham from actually sacrificing his son. An associate of Brother Russell told the press that this medium would interest countless thousands in Scripture, more than anything that had been done for religious advancement in the past. Would the clergy applaud such an innovative effort to reach the spiritually hungry masses? On the contrary, Christendom's ministers as a whole denounced the photodrama, some even using sly or brazen tactics to prevent the public from seeing it. In one venue, a minister's union had the electricity cut off. Nevertheless, audiences packed out theaters to view the photodrama free of charge. In the United States, up to 80 cities each day hosted the photodrama. Many amazed viewers were seeing their first talking movie. Time-lapse photography enabled them to watch a chick peck its way out of its shell and a blossom gracefully unfold. Scientific information of the day highlighted the marvelous wisdom of Jehovah. As mentioned at the outset, seeing Brother Russell on screen introducing the photodrama, one viewer even thought that the speaker looked more like Brother Russell than Brother Russell himself. A milestone in Bible education. Author and film historian Tim Dirks described the photodrama as the first major screenplay which incorporated synchronized sound, recorded speech, moving film, and magic lantern color slides. Films that preceded the photodrama had used some of these techniques, but not all of them in one presentation, especially one with a Bible theme. And none had a greater audience, totaling some 9 million in North America, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand during the first year alone. The photodrama premiered on January 11, 1914 in New York City. 7 months thereafter came the cataclysm, later called World War I. But crowds around the world continued gathering together to view the photodrama, drawing solace from its vivid scenes of kingdom blessings to come. By any measure, for the year 1914, the photodrama was truly a remarkable presentation. As 1914 approached, the IBSA mounted an all-out effort to give a worldwide witness. To that end, the photodrama of creation was produced. It entailed an enormous outlay of time, effort, and resources. End of article. For further information, please visit our website at www.jw.org. End of magazine.